You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike D'Antilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. This is
hey, Big John.
Second guest show. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Thank you, brother.
We're doing good. And Big John, before I let you make your point, I don't know, what is the pulse of the Houdat Nation? You'd have to say, you'd have to be at least optimistic right now about Kellen Moore, right? I mean, considering what have you done for me lately?
Let me see what he does on his defensive staff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I want to see. Because I think it'll be Brandon Staley that'll be the new defensive coordinator. And I think he'll bring on George Edwards, who's with Tampa today, also as part of the staff. But, man, I know Kellen Moore knows offense, but it's going to be who's going to run his defense, because you don't know both sides of the ball. That's just bottom line. I don't care how good of a head coach you are, you got to have somebody that can play a Robin for your Batman.
Amen. And I can't add to that at all. I think that it's going to be a crucial hire, though. So let's see. What has Kellen Moore done for us lately? Well, he hasn't done anything yet. So let's just wait till Friday when the parade's over with, and then we'll start seeing. In the meantime, by the time he's hired, there'll be about 69 days until the NFL draft, and I can't wait. But listen, and before I talk about the game, guys, let me first say that if the NFL had any sense whatsoever, and that's kind of a rhetorical statement, they would put the Super Bowl on a five-year rotation basis, where the four regular cities would be New Orleans, Miami, Los Angeles, and Glendale. And then the fifth city could be any one of the other pretenders, because I think this is one of the greatest Super Bowls as host cities go. And I want to tip my hat off to Mark Romig and everybody behind the scenes that made this event so great.
Yeah, it was awesome. It really was.
Well, you know, Big John, because of the competition and, you know, the Bears are going to build a new stadium and all that. And everybody wants a Super Bowl in their city.
Nashville wants
but
a big
I,
part of it.
New stadium. But I think, Mike, so what they doing all that? Everybody wants to come to New Orleans. And
right,
you look,
exactly.
Obviously, because the weather, or whether it's Miami, New Orleans, Las Vegas, Phoenix, L.A., now not dealing with the fires, but I'm just talking about you're not dealing with a damn snowstorm. You can't get nowhere. You got black ice on the road. That's why Chicago. Oh, yeah, we're going to have the game. We can close the dome up, but how are you going to get from point A to point B? But I think New Orleans, no matter how they want to reward all these NFL franchises, I think eventually, I don't know if we'll be alive, Mike, might be 20, 30 plus. I think they might even have an international Super Bowl. If the money's there.
It wouldn't shock me.
If the money's there, Wembley Stadium or Tottenham or something in England. Now, it's not good for the homegrown football fans in America, but it's all about the bottom line with the money. But I think New Orleans, and I think what happened this week that will do nothing but help New Orleans to maybe be more instead of a 10-year rotation, maybe cutting that in half like for 4, 5, 6 years.
Bob, every interview I did, when you go down that road, man, they always want to catch you for interviews. And people out of town, if they're from Vegas or they're from Los Angeles or New York, the idea is it should be here every 5 years. It's a walkable city. There's very few like that in the country that you can walk from your hotel to a restaurant to the convention center to the dome. And their deal is, and the hospitality and the food, top of the line.
Well, and you look at it now, I want to build the valet park. I don't want to have to walk that far. Everybody looks at like, now people tell me, oh, I took 20,000 steps today. That's part of my exercise regimen and all. Oh, how many steps you had today? You think your grandma and grandpa's talking about how many damn steps they had in a day? But we're doing that right now, so that's why New Orleans is awesome. That's why I look at it. You know what's awesome? Indianapolis is awesome. But who wants to freaking go to Indianapolis? They got the hotel rooms. I remember we were promoting the Super Bowl. We had Indianapolis, and it was very convenient. Indianapolis, you're talking about Nerd City. I mean, we went to the barbecue pit players, Weber.
Yeah,
it's like the Weber Hall of Fame. What the hell? I go see. Oh, you put charcoal and all this? I mean, there's no culture there. That's why New Orleans is so special. When I look at all that, when I look at the future of the Super Bowl, for instance, next year, but you're going to go to San Francisco. Damn it, it ain't no San Francisco. It's in Santa Clara.
Yep.
I'll tell you, you have a lot of these big cities. They're too damn big for their own good because all of a sudden you got the game here where the stadium is. It'd be like New Orleans had the Super Bowl in the Superdome. Oh, you want to go to this great event? It's in damn Mandeville or Covington. You got to drive 30, 40 miles away. It's like that even in Atlanta. I'm going to tell you. Houston,
Miami, Los Angeles, all of them are
Houston,
like that.
Houston, it's all spread out. That's why we got to be in the hunt. To me, I got so much damn it common sense. I need to go talk to the commissioner. I can tell him.
Amen.
No. And he
go
knows
get him,
that.
Bobby, go get him.
And
he acknowledged that
yes,
this week.
Yes, he has to.
Big John, go ahead with what you were wanting to say.
I went over to tangent. Sorry, Big John.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No apologies necessary, man. It's been great talking with y'all for the last 23 weeks or so. You know, there were plenty of people who had been pretty down on Jalen Hurts, and I know y'all were talking him up after the game today, and you know, especially after the Eagles collapsed in the second half of the season last year. But you know, here's a guy who was demoted for Tua at Alabama, and then comes in and rescues his team in the 2018 SEC championship. And then he's drafted to be a backup quarterback and basically a runner behind Carson Wentz, and then goes and wins the starting job in 2020. I think we're dealing with a pretty damn good quarterback in Jalen Hurts. And you know me, if I'm going to say something good about a guy from Alabama, you know that guy is really good.
You know what, Big John? A lot of people thought he would be Taysom Hill part two.
Coming out
of Oklahoma. That's what he would be like.
Like almost be like an H-back.
Running back, wide receiver. Because he's such a gifted athlete. But, man, he works so hard
to perfect his craft. To throw. He throws way better.
Way better than he did at Alabama.
And I love Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill can't throw that good.
No, he's not that accurate.
Come on, I love me some Taysom Hill. I got two damn bootleg T-shirts with Taysom Hill on it. I love Taysom Hill. But he can't throw like Jalen Hurts.
You look at what's going on in the NFC East right now. You got Dak Prescott. You got Jalen Hurts. And you got Jay Daniels in Washington. I mean, those are three spectacular quarterbacks. And you know the best part about all of that is that nobody is mentioning the fact that they're African Americans. They're just simply great quarterbacks.
No, yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't care if you're freaking from North Korea and then you escape communism and you want to be a damn good quarterback, just freaking go play. I don't care if you're white, black, yellow, whatever. If you're Asian. Look, I like meritocracy based on merit. Can you play or not play? I don't care if you're Native American, whatever it might be. Jim Plunkett was a Native American.
Yes, he was.
I mean, so you look at all that, it doesn't matter. We got to give him an opportunity just because we need to have. Listen, if you have opportunity in the NFL is what, 75-80% black. We need to give white boys a chance more. But you know what? They're not good enough. If they were good enough, they'd be playing. I want the best people playing. I don't care where you come from. And if you're representing the team, no, that's what it has to be. It ain't going to be like, oh, we have to have a quota. A quota what? I want the most productive people in the world, in society, to help better my life and the whole freaking team. Okay, we want some guy on the team just because, look, he's developing in the European League. He's Irish, so we're going to make him the kicker? No. You think the Saints fans, who that nation cares if he's from Ireland? We want to know if he can kick or not. If he makes kicks, hell yeah, we want him to be the kicker.
Bob, I didn't realize this. Tony from Australia told me this.
Yeah, Australia. It don't matter, wherever.
Jordan Mulata. The offensive tackle.
Look at him.
He becomes the first Australian to win a Super Bowl.
And he's a giant.
He was a rugby guy.
You can pull up, Google and all that. Pull up that son of a gun playing rugby. How he was running over dudes. And he's a freaking offensive tackle now in the NFL with the Eagles.
And he was in the developmental.
He's a giant.
They got him in the seventh round. So they didn't expect he would be this.
But they developed him.
He's one of the best left tackles in pro football today.
Mike, he is a beast. All I know
is. Man, can he move for a big man?
And I'm looking a few times. Jalen Hurts can make a sandwich back there. I know as a quarterback, the quarterbacks, we love to make a sandwich back there when you're not freaking out. Oh, I got it. 1,001, 1,002. Throw it somewhere. No, but look at Jalen Hurts, the time he had. Now, you got to be poised. You got to know where to go with the ball. But there's nothing but a great thing when you have a dominant offensive line like the Eagles. That's what I'm worried about. Kellen Moore could be the most unbelievable coach. But can the Saints offensive line hold the Eagles' job? Come on.
Okay,
we got McCoy. We got the damn center. And I don't know. He might be coming off the bench. I mean, it's like, it's crazy.
Think about Jordan on one side and Lane Johnson. Maybe the best right tackle in pro football.
And then you look at Kelce, Travis Kelce's brother, Jason Kelce, just retired. They plug in another center, and he's a stud. No, you want to know why the Eagles are winning? All the fans, we follow the football. Look what's happening on that Eagles O-line and D-line. That's where they're kicking ass. And you know, a lot of fans, they just look at the ball. Oh, we need all these receivers and all that. How about you win in the trenches, and you're always going to be relevant.
And they'll tie it together, but in this draft class, Charlie and I have talked about this, out of my top 75, 24 are defensive linemen.
Mike knows.
Man, and they'll say, everybody's doing that because the Eagles won. That's partially it, but partially it's due to an unbelievable year in 2025 for not only upper-end talent, but depth along the defensive line. When I got 24 guys out of the top 75 and two positions at tackle and end, man, you got something there. So get better at defensive tackle and defensive end.
We just got to draft somebody that they freaking play. You know what? I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
Okay, let me tell you right now. The modern day player, when they say, you know, it's a 4 to 6 week injury, you know what that means to them? 6 weeks plus. Old school. You know what a 4 to 6 week injury meant?
2 weeks.
I'm not going to go that. They're going to go like 4 weeks at the max. I'm going to try to come back for 3 weeks.
Yep.
Now they milk it. They milk it. Money, I guess, I don't know, they get paid. And so they ain't hard. You need to be hard. I'm telling you now, some players are hard. I'm just looking at the masses. Is that, if you just say 4 to 6 weeks, they take in 7 or 8.
You know why? They got an agent in their ear saying, don't put out bad tape, come in early. Don't do it. Even if you're tough, I don't want you putting out bad tape because you know what? This isn't your last contract. Bob, I'm telling you behind the scenes, that happens.
That's the NFL, NBA. It's all connected.
As professional sports today.